Number one, this representative gathering of Muslims in Toronto unanimously denounces the terrorism going on in Pakistan. This gathering rejects extremist elements that have bombed public places, mosques, imam bargahs, and shrines related to both Shia and Sunni school of thoughts and have no respect for human life. We would like to pass these resolutions for fundamental steps to be taken by the government of Pakistan. Number one, this representative gathering demands that killing in Parachinar, Quetta, Karachi, Diai Khan, and Gilgit-Baltistan and all parts of Pakistan should stop immediately, and the government of Pakistan should provide medical and other relief goods to the families and survivors. Number two, we demand that the government of Pakistan provide security to Shia Muslims and others who are the targets of these murderers. Number three, we demand that the government of Pakistan arrest the perpetrators, masters, planners, suppliers, and financiers of the Chilas and Quetta and all other similar incidents and punish them to the full extent of the law. We demand immediate lifting of media censorship under the freedom of press laws so that full coverage can be provided to the plight of victims and the truth can be exposed in detail. Number five, this representative gathering demands an immediate lifting of curfew imposed in Gilgit and demands that all air, land and communication links should be stopped immediately. We give the government of Pakistan 15 days, and these are the 15 days that have been given to the government by the Shia ulama in Pakistan, by the representatives in UK, by the representatives in London, by the representative in Washington DC, and again we are part of that unified body of protesters. So we are giving the 15 days to the government of Pakistan to arrest the barbaric murderers. If the arrests are not made, we will hold larger and regular protests, and I hope that inshallah each one of you standing here will make that commitment. There is something we have to do. We cannot stay silent, and you are responsible for the least we can do is stand up for these innocent victims that were murdered in the name of our imam. Their shirts were taken off and the signs of matam were shown on the body. So whoever had a sign of matam either on his chest or on the back, those were the people. They would raise the slogan of Shia Kafir, Shia Kafir, Shia Kafir. They would take them aside and they would start, as their wives and children held these, they took out their eyes, they smashed their heads with rock as these people cried, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, just for the signs of matam. And I can tell you, if you take off your shirts right now, inshallah, those signs of matam are on your chest. I know they're on mine and I know they're on yours. So if you've raised a hand in matam ever in your life, it is your duty to side with these people who are killed for having these signs of matam on their chest and on their backs. So we demand that if these people are not arrested in 15 days, we will take our case to the United Nations International Court of Justice, and we will use all, in terms of all these protests, we will continue organizing them, and we will not stay silent. So the government of Pakistan must arrest these perpetrators. If you agree with these demands, then please repeat after me, Nara Takbir!